Rain, rain, and more rain as our stalled-out front remains near the area. We'll see on-and-off showers and thunderstorms today through tomorrow. We've already had more than 2.5 inches of rain since Sunday at the International Airport officially, but there are a number of neighborhoods in especially Nassau, Duval, Clay, and St. John's County that have had 3 and 4 and even 5 inch rainfalls, and we're not done. An inch or more of rain will fall in a number of spots today and yet again tomorrow before we finally start to see the storms become more, I guess call it typical, of the afternoon variety. Still numerous, though, on Friday, and still quite a few storms over the weekend, but at least a little bit more scattered will allow temperatures to heat up some. That's the saving grace. With all the cloud cover and rain, it's not as hot as it could be this time of year. The average high is still in the lower 90s. We've been only in the 80s and will continue to hold there today and tomorrow. Nighttime lows still very muggy, not dropping much below 75 or so. It's like a rainforest out there with all the rain, the high humidity, of course. So still it's uncomfortable, but at least not as extreme temperature-wise as it could be this time of year. And we continue to track this frontal system, which will just sort of hang over the area through the end of the week before gradually dissipating then over the weekend. There are some indications that next week we could get at least a couple of dry days, maybe several, as an upper-level ridge of high pressure tries to develop not too far away. It would, of course, mean some hotter temperatures, but it would give us a break from all of the rain. But if you live in a flood-prone area, stay up to date. And for any advisories, watches, or warnings, so far Black Creek Basin has been relatively lucky in this wet pattern with amounts of rain generally around 1 to 2 inches, but not anything extreme, at least not yet. But these storms and bands of rain that are developing are slow moving, and if they sit over the wrong place for a long enough time, are going to get some potentially pretty serious flooding. So we'll keep an eye out for that and listen for the latest updates and advisories and warnings that might be issued. In the tropics, we remain generally quiet. The front that I mentioned that's bringing us all the rain that's stalled out along the Gulf Coast and the eastern seaboard, we do need to watch for areas of low pressure that may try to develop along that front and clusters of thunderstorms that would persist and potentially try to become something tropical. It doesn't seem very likely, but it's something to watch. We've seen that kind of activity before, so we'll keep an eye on that. We have a couple of tropical waves that have emerged off the coast of Africa, getting to that time of year when those kinds of waves can become significant storms. Don't see anything real significant anytime real soon, but all indications are that between the 10th and 20th of August or so, we have at least one, if not a couple, of named storms over the Atlantic that we'll have to keep an eye on. The Bermuda High will be key. Right now, it's rather large, significant, and strong, which would imply movement of any system that comes from underneath, from the deep tropical regions, would get pretty far west before trying to make any kind of turn north. And the more west you go, the more we introduce the potential for land impacts. Still very early, and again, nothing imminent. We're fine this week, as it looks right now over the tropics, but something to just keep in mind. Certainly looks more active over the next few weeks, which, as I've said, is not going out on a limb. Our peak of the hurricane season is now a little more than 5 weeks away. We'd expect more action, but there are other indicators that would show more activity, too, and there's more on that in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. By the way, NOAA today issuing their updated seasonal outlook. Dr. Klotzbach from Colorado State University issuing his updated seasonal outlook tomorrow. With all your weather all the time, stay dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.